Please pray with me. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. You are the salt of the earth. The disciples have just learned who they are through the Beatitudes. 9 times, Jesus has told them how they're blessed. Now, they hear what difference those blessings make. In Jewish law and temple worship, salt was required to be added to all grain offerings. This symbolized the eternal covenant of salt between God and Israel. Roman soldiers were paid in salt. In fact, the word salary comes from a Roman term, which was the allowance soldiers were given in salt. We still value salt. We use it for seasoning, as a preservative for food. 97% of all the water on the earth is salt water. Salt sustains our lives. Our bodies need salt to survive, and we have about 0.5 pound of salt in our bodies right now. Salt melts ice. Too much salt can be deadly. In the Old Testament, the victors of war spread salt all over the fields of those they conquered, which destroyed the soil. They couldn't grow food. The salt literally starved them to death. Salt is a perfect metaphor for the people of God. When Jesus says, "You are the salt of the earth," the "you" is plural. We are salt as the body of Christ. It's also present tense. You are salt right here, right now. Jesus is not asking you to think about being salt when you're ready or maybe after you get your act together. We are all salt now. Just as salt changes food, we have a responsibility to change the environment in which we find ourselves. Amen. We need to be salty. We may feel as if we're too small a congregation to make much change in the world, but it doesn't matter if you're salt. Just a few grains of salt can make a big difference in food. So just a few faithful Christians can make a big difference in the world. We're called out to be in the world, not on our couch or behind a screen. Salt doesn't do much good if it sits in a salt shaker. But if salt has lost its flavor, what will be salted? The Greek word moreno has more than one meaning. It can mean loss of taste, but it can also mean become foolish. And Matthew was clearly aware of this double meaning. He used the word moreno to warn the disciples, if you lose your saltiness, you will become foolish. Jesus warns us, don't be complacent. Don't lose your saltiness. Salt can't change its chemical composition, but it does lose its taste if it's mixed with other chemicals. In Jesus' day, most of the salt was mined from the Dead Sea, so it was mixed with all these contaminants. At some point, the salt could become so degraded with impurities that people would just throw out the salt because it was worthless. You are the light of the world. In the New Testament, the word for world is cosmos. Cosmos can mean the world that is opposed to God. The cosmos loves the darkness rather than the light, for their works are evil. Christ calls us to bring light, to dispel the darkness of the cosmos. Cosmos has another meaning. The cosmos is the whole world, north, south, east, west, everything in between. Christ is calling us to light up the whole earth. Our light is not our own. It's from our relationship to Christ. Just like the moon reflects the light of the sun, our light reflects Christ's light. In practical ways, how do we let our light shine? Well, remember Micah. What does your God want from you but to do kindness, love justice, and walk humbly with your God? That's shining your light. Isaiah tells us if we loose the bonds of injustice, let the oppressed go free, share our bread with the hungry, give shelter to the homeless, and clothe the naked, quote, your light shall break free like the dawn, unquote. Christ wants us to each be a light, some smaller, some larger, but all shining brightly, 1,000 points, a million points, a billion points of light. There are over 2.4 billion Christians in the world. If every Christian had their light turned on and held it high, imagine what our world would look like. There's another reason to shine our light. There is darkness all around us. There's darkness outside of us. There's darkness inside. Jesus wants us to bring light to a dark and broken world. But in order for the light to be seen, we must be willing to go where the darkness exists, to enter the darkness and walk through it, so that in time, the light can overcome it. Annie Dillard writes, quote, "You do not have to sit outside in the dark. If, however, you want to look at the stars, you will find that darkness is necessary," unquote. These days, much of the world feels dark. We may be tempted to just hide, to stay in our places that are safe, but that only keeps us and everyone else in the dark. Jesus tells us to take our light, put it up high, so every one light can shine in the darkness. I actually bought this at the Dollar Tree to put in my window at Christmas. But I'm going to put it back in my window to remind me that Christ's light shines on us every day. So, dear church, come to this table of grace, then go. Be salty. Change the flavor of your community with acts of love, mercy, and justice. And remember, salt melts ice. Take out your light and hold it high, and then see what happens. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Please rise for the hymn of the day. Thank you.